have health questions, she has your answers. It's the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yael Ora.
Welcome to the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yael Ora on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. And I'm so happy to have you with me this evening, and I really do appreciate your time. And how have you been doing? Because I know that today is the spring equinox. Hey! So we're having more daylight hours. And as somebody who works the night shift, I know that this can be very problematic for most people. So I will be taking your calls tonight, and the number is 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. So since the last time I was on air live, because last week I had a recorded show, what had happened in my life? I still work, yes. My family is healthy. That's a good thing. I'm still working a lot on the coaching program, Dr. Yael Ora Lifestyle and Obesity Coaching Program for night workers. So I want you guys to know more about me. And this show is for everybody who works at night, because I know that about 25% of the population work night shift or shift work. And that includes people who work evening shifts, weekend shifts, and people who work overnight. So even if you don't work the night shift, I'm sure you know somebody who works nights. You have a colleague, you have a neighbor, you work day shift, but you do hand over to somebody who works at night. So you know somebody who works at night. And please tell them about Dr. Yael Ora. So moving on, the premise of this show is that I really want you, everybody who works nights, to become more aware of the potential health and mental, physical and mental health side effects of shift work. And also for you to know how these effects can affect your health, your family, and also the general public. Because I always like to say that night shift work is 100% man-made. It's an unnatural process, but it was created by man. And what I mean is that it is a result of industrialization and globalization. So as a result of that, we have to work 24 hours, 7 days a week in order to increase productivity. But as a result of that also, going down the line, people start to get sick. So I do this as my pain to purpose project. It's a project, it's a passion that I have to help night shift workers. So my name is Dr. Yael Ora, and some of you know me as Dr. Chinyelo Oredu, and I am board certified in internal medicine, and I work in the hospital. I work in the acute hospital setting. I take care of adult patients who are admitted and are in the hospital and they're very sick. So my passion and my desire to create this was actually, the fire that fueled this project and this my coaching program was the COVID-19 pandemic. Working as a night doctor, it was very difficult. It was very hard to really see people getting so sick. And as a matter of fact, the following day, upon getting home, I have to be the teacher. I have to be the mother. I have to, take care of my children because the schools were closed at the very beginning of the pandemic. So it was very exhausting, and I got burnt out. I did. I got burnt out as a result of that. And I don't really think that people really paid a lot of attention to people who work nights and the way the pandemic really affected them, especially in healthcare. So I just started to document my trials, my everyday life. And I have tons of journals. You know, I have been writing about this and reading around night shift work. So that's why I created this. So I want to be the coach, you know, the go-to person who helps you navigate night shift work. And I always like to say that Dr. Yalora Lifestyle and Obesity Coaching Program is my social sustainability mission. Because you know that the United Nations have 17 sustainable development goals, and good health for all is number 3. So I do this as both my passion and my mission to ensure your good health, but it's also a sustainable goal for me, and this is in line with the United Nations. So tonight, I will be expecting your calls, and if you're just tuning in, this is Dr. Yalora, your lifestyle and obesity coach for night workers, and you are listening to the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with me, Dr. Yalora. So, and this is on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. If you want to call in tonight, the number is 203-333-9422. So, the next thing I'm going to do now is that I'm going to have to read my disclaimer statement, because I want you guys to know that this show is presented as my personal opinion and does not replace medical advice, nor is it an endorsement of any of the treatments or items or products I'm going to mention on the show. I also want you to know that the opinions on this show are for educational purposes only and do not replace independent professional judgment. While I was putting together this presentation and this show for you, I made every effort to present to you the most accurate information. But because you know that medicine is constantly changing, also health research and nutrition, I cannot be held responsible for any inaccuracy on this show. And as such, I assume no liability for errors or any omissions. And if you decide to work with me as your coach, I want you to know that your past performance with other coaches does not really guarantee that you're going to get the same results. Just as in coaching and in everything else, you have to put in the work, you have to show up, and you will get the anticipated results, okay? So please call me, and the number again, 203-333-9422. And this is the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yalora. So, some of you have been asking me about, you know, how do I really help people that work at night? Because the whole idea of night shift wellness and night shift coaching is new. It's a new concept, and I know. But the research is out there. We know that night shift workers have 3 times risk of obesity and being overweight. And I don't put out all these statistics to scare anybody. It's just for you to know that you need to do more. And also that maybe you need to find or work with a coach and also closely with your primary care physician to ensure you maintain optimal health. So that is what I bring to my coaching program, and that is what I'm going to share with you if you decide to work with me. And I just don't want to scare anybody. And like I've always told people who have been reaching out to me, I don't promote night shift work. You know, the whole premise of my show is not to, you know, get more people or recruit more people to come work at night. But if you decide as an adult and by choice to work at night, I want to support you. Okay? I want to support you by, you know, providing accurate information. And I want to empower you, because night shift gives you some level of resiliency. It makes you able to work in resource poor, you know, with limited resources. And when you work in healthcare in that situation, you learn how to lean in and work with other people. You learn how to tap into, you know, the other skill set that you have. And at the end of the whole experience, I want transformation. I want people that work nights to know that they can maintain an optimum weight. So that is what I offer in my program. And I just want to also share with you something I'm working on that is very exciting. You know, the last time I was on the show, I talked about, you know, spring forward, you know, we have set the clock forward. We have more daylight hours. We're looking forward to summer. But I know all that is going to happen. But on a personal level, how are you getting ready for summer? What are you doing differently? You know, I've been telling people who work with me, especially in 2024, because this is a leap year, right? 2024 is a leap year. We just had an extra day in February, you know, February 29th. So I told, you know, a lot of people at the beginning of the year, way before I started this show, that I want you to leap into 2024. That was the mindset. I want you to leap into 2024. And when you leap, you take it, it's like taking a giant step, right? So do something different in 2024. It's a leap year. It has an extra year. So do something extra. Just start the year with that mindset. Do something extra. Do something healthy for yourself. And then reap the benefits. So it was a leap and reap challenge at the beginning of the year. You know, the people who know me and work with me, I said, leap into 2024 and reap the challenge, you know, reap the benefits your whole life, the rest of the year. So I like empowerment statements. If you work with me, you're going to hear almost every couple of weeks, or maybe every other day, I don't know. It just, the light bulb goes off and I just create an empowerment statement that gets you going. So what we're doing now for spring forward in readiness for summer is the drag and brag challenge. So I am looking for 10 people, 10, people who work at night, or people who don't even work at night, but people who want to leap and reap. People who now are going to join the drag and brag. And drag and brag is about, it is extremely hard to change habits. You know, as human beings, we are creatures of habit. We do the same thing over and over again. And we know that the only way you can grow is you have to just get into your discomfort. There has to be some discomfort out of your comfort zone. So when you drag, you're going to do something uncomfortable. You're going to exercise. You're going to change your meal plan. And then you're going to brag about it because you're going to lose weight. You're going to be healthier inside. And this is Dr. Yalora. These are my three mantras. You're going to become healthier inside. You're going to lose weight and keep it off. And you're going to like the way you look on the outside. So if you want to join the Drag and Brag Challenge, weight loss challenge, just go to Dr. Yalora, DryElora.com, and send me a DM. Send me text and type your name, and I will reach out to you. So if you're tuning in now, this is Dr. Yalora, your lifestyle and obesity coach, and this is my show on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. So when we come back from the break...
Are you a night shift worker struggling to adjust to your overnight schedule? Have you gained weight since working nights? Do you feel tired with low energy? Hi, my name is Dr. Yalora. I created Dr. Yalora Lifestyle and Obesity Coaching Program for night workers just for you. I want to help you lose weight so you can have more energy, become healthier inside, and love the way you look on the outside. Visit DrYalora.com. That's DryElora.
Got a question for the doctor? 203-333-9422. Now, back to the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yalora.
So welcome. If you're just tuning in, this is Dr. Yalora, your lifestyle and obesity coach for night workers. And this is the Night Shift Lifestyle Show on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. So I'm going to take your questions today. If you have a question for me, if you have a concern, if you're somebody who works a night shift and you have a story, you know, you have a compelling story that you want to share with everybody, I'll be happy to have you on my show, okay? Like I said, if you follow me on Instagram, and my Instagram is dusktodawnmd, you're going to see that I created a pyramid. So I created a pyramid, and, you know, the whole idea is that this show is for everybody who works at night. I am just a spokesperson. I am somebody who is at the top of the pyramid. It's me, Dr. Yolora, and I have my mic, which is the medium that I'm going to use to spread the information. And of course, I have the crucial message, which we're going to talk about, night shift wellness. And at the bottom of the pyramid is every night shift worker. So I have a pyramid, and you are the most important person at the bottom of the pyramid. I want to make sure that I meet you at your greatest point of need. And the only way I can do that is that I have to hear from you, your questions, your concerns, and send me an email or text message, and I will respond to that. So I was just talking about the drag and brag weight loss challenge that I'm working on, and I need 10 people. And you got to hurry up and send that email or text message, actually, as a matter of fact, because the spots are filling up. So if you go to my email, or my website, I mean, dryelora.com, if you go to that email, my website, and send me a chat, I will get back to you, and we can talk more about the program. So the program highlights, it's all about giving you all the tips and all the tools that you need to survive and thrive as a night shift worker. Because remember that the whole idea is that we work together so that I can elevate your night shift experience. I want to make sure that you thrive. I want to make sure that, you know, your health is optimal. Okay? So when you work with me, the initial intake is going to be a health assessment, because I have to, like, have an idea of your, you know, medical problems and your overall health. Because a lot of people may not know this, but the anti-obesity medications are covered by insurance. And some state insurances actually do cover for them. And in the hospital, it really bothers me when I see some of my patients who are candidates for some of these medications, and they're not even aware of it. So the only way you can know if you qualify is that you have to do a health assessment by a physician, okay? So we'll do a health assessment, and of course, as part of the program, there's going to be a personalized one-on-one coaching program tailored to your needs and your time availability. And one thing I do differently that most coaches don't do is it's going to be, you're going to meet with me twice a week, because I know that with increased frequency of the meeting, the chances of better outcome, that you're going to do better and achieve results, is on a higher scale. So I will meet with you twice a week. And of course, we have to talk about a meal plan. You know, what do you like to eat? And we're going to work around that to make sure that we meet your nutritional needs, right? Because we don't want you to be on the program and be starving. You have to eat. And eating means healthy, you know, carbohydrates, which is, you know, whole grains, your protein, your veggies, and your fruits and the nuts and the healthy fat. The whole healthy plate, that is the focus. You're going to have to eat healthier. And stress management, exercise. So this is a different kind of program, because it's for night shift workers, and it's built and created by a night shift physician. That's the biggest problem that a lot of my, you know, people I have spoken to have, is that the programs don't fit their lifestyle. So that's why I always say that you should sign up for a program that is in sync with your night shift work schedule. And that's how you're going to survive and thrive. That's how you're going to do better. So this is Dr. Yolora, if you're just tuning in, and this is WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. And if you have any questions, please call in at 203-333-7422. 333-WICC. So I just have a story for you guys, because I need to tell you how I actually thrived when I decided that I wanted to lose weight as a night shift doctor. So the first thing I did was I found a coach, because I couldn't do it on my own. I found a coach during the pandemic. This was in 2021. That's 3 years ago. So she was remote, but she came highly recommended. And what she did with me was that she just told me, Dr. Yolora, you have to work with me. You have to be determined. You know, you have to be ready for massive changes in the way you eat, exercise, and sleep. And as somebody who works at night, I want to tell you that it is extremely very difficult to work with somebody who operates on a day shift schedule. So the best thing that I did, and this is a secret, I mean, it's a little, you know, secret, I'm going to share it. But one thing I did when I decided to lose weight, that I had to like regain my better health, I bought a bathroom scale. I had a bathroom scale at my job. I kept it in my locker. I mean, some of my colleagues know that. I had a bathroom scale. So I used to, every 5 a.m. on the week I was working nights, I would go and weigh myself. So I take my scale from my locker, I go to the bathroom, and I get on my scale. And that was my motivation. Because one thing I found out is that a lot of people who work at nights find it hard to get an accurate weight the week they work, you know, overnight shift, because a lot of people drink coffee on their way home. They have a little bit of coffee so they can commute back home. And it kind of alters your weight, because it's no longer like a fasting kind of weight. And when you're trying to lose weight, you're very focused on even 0.5 weight loss. You want to see the pounds drop. So I was making a lot of excuses with my coach until I discovered that I could keep a bathroom scale at my job. And it changed the trajectory of my weight loss. It changed my focus, because I didn't have any excuses. So I say this to people who are in a weight loss program and are kind of having difficulty, you know, getting an accurate weight on the nights that they work. Keep a scale at your job. And before you have your morning coffee, weigh yourself. The moment you see that you're losing weight, it kind of gingers you and it motivates you to do more. The most difficult step in weight loss is getting on that scale for the first time. I used to be somebody who never used to weigh herself. But the moment you weigh yourself and you see the scale tilting down or lower, that you're losing weight, it motivates you to continue on that trajectory. That's what I have to tell you about one of my secrets. But I have a lot of tools. I'll have a lot of tips, because I've been doing this for so long and I just want to motivate you. Okay? So this is still the show. I'm still here, Dr. Yolora. And this is my show, the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yolora. So I'll be waiting to hear from you. Like I said, I want to help you. I want to motivate you. I want to set you up while you work night shift. And by set you up, I mean I want to support you, empower you, and transform you so that I can elevate your night shift experience. Okay? So I want you to become healthier inside. I want you to lose weight and keep the weight off so that you can love the way you look outside. That is the transformation I want to see for night shift workers. And like I always say, when you work night shift, you should never, ever look lackluster. Never lackluster. When you work nights, you should glow. You should glow like the glow flies. You should glow like the moon. You should just always, always be on top of your health. And remember, my mission remains to ensure the optimal health on every night shift worker. So I'm going to be in your ears again next week, and hopefully you invite all your friends who work night shift, you invite your neighbors and your colleagues, and you come with your questions, okay? So thank you for having the time and, you know, spending time with me tonight, and I will continue to provide you with all the tips, with all the resources that you need to make sure that you thrive. And if you think that you're not thriving during, you know, as a night shift worker, I think you should speak to your employer. You should speak to your employer. You should also, speak to your primary care physician, because it's important that as a night shift worker that you just don't get sick. And what I mean by getting sick, you just don't want the work to impact your life to the point that you are, you cannot function, right? Because we know that the risks are always there, but at the same time, you have to communicate to the people who are your supervisors if you're having problems. So before the show wraps up, things you can do, because this is National Nutrition Month, I just want to leave a few couple of tips for you. When you work at night, first of all, try to minimize heavy caloric intake. That is the first step. Try to eat heavy calorie. Well, if you're going to eat something heavy, eat it during the day. Like I always say, try to follow the sun. The sun should be your guide. When the sun is going down, then you should start winding up your caloric intake. But if you have to eat later in the evening, eat more of protein, because foods that are, you know, heavy in protein, they make you feel full. They keep you satiated, they cause satiety, and you just don't feel hungry and nibble on sugary food. So try to avoid sugary foods. That's something else that you should know. Of course, increase your hydration and minimize caffeine at least towards the end of your shift if you can. Okay? So these are some of the tips that will help you during this nutrition month, and I'll be in your ears again next week, and this is Dr. Yolora. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.